I realized that all of the things that are happening with my business, all of the things that are happening with my podcast, all the things that are happening with my meetup group are due to the fact that I was posting on social media.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, what's up, podcaster? It's Adam A. Adams. And on this episode today, we're going to be talking about something that's really going to be able to help anyone's business. Like, I don't care who you are. I don't care what you do. You have to be doing this stuff, especially right now. Like, since like 2022 and beyond, it's become something incredibly important that you're definitely doing this. In fact, Gary Vaynerchuk, he's quoted saying, and this is back in 2016, he's quoted by saying, if you're not doing what we're going to share with you today on this episode, by 2022, 2023, you will fail in business. And so since it's already 2022, 2023 already, probably already going through some trouble if you're not doing this. I want to share that a little bit with you, what it is, how to do it best. And it's basically, he's saying a couple things. He wants you, Gary V, wants you to be a thought leader. So you should have a book, you should have a podcast, you should have a YouTube. Pick one. You don't have to have all three of them. You don't have to have a blog. Just pick one. You've got to be a thought leader. Okay. On top of that, you've got to be on social media. So I know that you're like, F, Adam, I'm not going to listen to this because you're telling me I got to be on social media. And I know that's not true because my dad had a business and he was famous and he was well known. He never had a social media account. My grandpa made hundreds of thousands of dollars a year and he never had a social media account. Guys, gals, if you are having that argument saying what had happened in 2019, in 2017, in 1999, in 1970, if you're trying to say to me that that stuff, that you can still be successful without a thought leadership platform, that you could still be successful without being active on social media, you're wrong. Times have changed, my friend. Times have changed, unfortunately. Sure, your dad had a strong business. He marketed a different way. It's just not working anymore. Gary V, in fact, speaking of him and using him as an example, I think he publishes 20 stories a day. And here you are, not all of my listeners, but maybe you, thinking that it's a lot to even publish one story a month. You're like, I haven't even done my story this month yet. You're like, oh, what would I even do it about? You know what I mean? And you're thinking to yourself that publishing is like that is important. Well, there's a reason why I'm talking about Gary V. There's a reason why Gary V is the marketing expert. So you've got to kind of copy what he does. And I'm not saying you should do 20. Like, I'm not saying you have to go all the way to the 20 per day. I'm just saying you have to do more than you're doing. I just am saying that you have to be active. You're thinking, well, in my industry, social media doesn't matter. It does. It absolutely matters, especially now that we're in 2023, right? Social media does matter. And it will matter more and more every year. Here's a quick story of somebody who is trying to raise private equity. Okay. I used to raise more private equity than I do today. And I did it because my main business was real estate investing and I ran out of my own money. That's the truth. Like my net worth would increase, but I wouldn't have all the cash. And I still wanted to buy another $10 million property, but I didn't have, unfortunately, $3 million to do as a down payment on my own. So, and also you're probably going to need another million or so on top of the $3 million that needs to be put as a down payment to the bank, for the bank. And so what I would do is, because I didn't have my own $3 million or $4 million to close on a $10 million property, I would raise the money. I would raise private equity to be able to buy that. And I had a podcast that was in the real estate space, and I was active on social media, and I ran a pretty successful meetup group. And because of those things, because I was active on social media, because I had a meetup and hosted my events and also hosted my podcast, I was able to meet people in person, grow relationships of trust, People were able to talk about me even when I wasn't in the room, like I'm talking about Gary Vee right now. Okay. So people were able to do that when I wasn't in the room. People would move to Denver or people would visit Denver. And a lot of people would say, you should try to meet Adam Adams while you're there. He's got a great meetup group that they meet a couple of times a week. He's got a great podcast. He's a good person. He always buys lunch or dinner wherever you go. He always pays. You should meet him. And so I got a lot of opportunity to connect with people. And those conversations were happening even when I wasn't in the room. I wasn't with them. I just put out my content on social media. I put out my content on thought leadership platform. And I also use social media. So the first takeaway for you is you should try to do those things that I'm mentioning. And a big part of that big takeaway is being active on social media. And I ended up speaking at Meetup headquarters. So my Meetup group grew so much, so well, that I was one of the top 6 meetups in the world out of 225,000 meetups. And I think it was in like 40 or 60 countries, meetups all over the world, by the way, in 40 or 60 different countries. They, at the time, this was 2018, April of 18, when I spoke at Meetup HQ. The point would be that I only spoke for them because my meetup took off. It did really well. So they flew me in on their dime, put me up in a hotel, paid for my food, paid for my wine, paid for most of my flight. I think I paid like $100. They paid for most of my flight and all of my food, all of my hotel, so that I could get there and speak at this event. And I was able to speak with the engineers at the top floor. And I was like, I've met some people from India that were there. And 2 people in particular had meetup groups that were like 10 times the same size as mine. And I'm like, well, why aren't they speaking? Like, I don't understand why you have me speaking when their meetup is clearly larger. They have 10 times as many people. And the response went into a lot of detail. And they said, you've got these numbers, these numbers, these numbers. And I started to realize that I would have never had those numbers if it wasn't for social media. And this was back in 2018, 2017. And that I was doing this stuff. And my podcast back then as well was ranking in the top 1% in the world. This podcast today, as I record this episode right now, the last time that I checked my podcast stats, we were ranking the top 0.5%. We're having about 30,000 downloads per month. It's not a lot, 30,000, but it's more than 99.5% of podcasts out there. So that's great. That's something to be proud of. But back then, I was only having like 300 or 600, maybe. I think I was having like 600 downloads per episode when we were ranking in the top 1%. And I realized, hey, why is my business thriving right now? I asked myself, why is my podcast ranking in the top 1%? I asked myself, why on earth would I get to speak at Meetup headquarters as one of 6 speakers? When these guys have 255,000 different meetup organizers around the world, how on earth could I be one of 6 speakers? Why would they pay for my flight, my hotel, my food, my wine? And I realized, at least after talking to the engineers at the 6th floor of Meetup, I realized that all of the things that are happening with my business, all of the things that are happening with my podcast, all the things that are happening with my meetup group are due to the fact that I was posting on social media. And so now the question that you have is, well, what do I do on social media? Like, how do I do that? What are you suggesting? All right, Adam, let's just say that I'm bought in, that it's 2023 now. I'm bought in and I've got to be on social. So great. I'm sold. I'm doing it grudgingly, but tell me what to do. Here's the answer. I want you to go back to Gary Vaynerchuk, and think of a book that he wrote. If you want, you can look it up. I will even maybe ask my team who's editing this to grab an Amazon link and an Audible link that we can make a couple dollars on. I'll make it an affiliate link. And I'll ask my team, can you do me a favor? Can you put in the links to those books so that the listener could go and get those? And now let me tell you what the book is. It's called Jab, Jab, Right Hook. I was watching a video of Gary Vaynerchuk. He's somebody I look up to and respect. He puts out a lot of good content, a lot of shareable stuff. And one of the things that he mentioned was Jab, jab, right hook. The book called Jab, Jab. Well, this is too many rhymings. All right. One of the things that Gary Vee mentioned is his book, Jab, Jab, Right Hook. He almost wouldn't publish it with that name. He was talking to his book publishers and they wanted it to be simple. The three different things is really memorable for our minds. And he was basically like, F no, I'm not talking about jab, jab, right hook. I'm talking like dozens of jabs, hundreds of jabs. I won't publish that, he says to his publisher. I'm not going to publish it unless you call it jab, 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 right hook. And I might have had the wrong number of jabs, but the point is the same. The takeaway is, what are these jabs? Why are they important? And how do you do them? The jabs are adding value. The right hooks are calls to action, asking somebody to do something, asking somebody to hire you. So in, for example, on your social, if you're talking about LinkedIn, and let's just say that you are, I'm going to say real estate investing. I'm going to say real estate investing because it's common. I've got a lot of followers that do it. I did it for a long time, so I can come up with the unique ways process a little bit faster, but just apply it to whatever you're doing, okay? It doesn't matter if you're not doing real estate. Just apply the principles to whatever you're doing for these jab, jab, right hook. If it's LinkedIn, you'll say something one day where it's like, hey, here's the top five markets to invest in for 2024. So 2024 is coming up. Here's the top markets to invest in. And that's a jab because it's helpful to your LinkedIn follower. It shows them that you know what you're talking about. It shows them that you study. It shows them that you pay attention to these trends. It's value. It's a jab. It's soft. It's easy. And it's short and sweet. It's something that somebody can get a quick win with. Okay. Take those takeaways now. And then your next jab could be something like, here's the text message thread of how I got my last off-market deal when I was text messaging the seller. Please feel free to use it in your own real estate investments. So you can be able to get off-market deals from sellers using this text message campaign. Next, you could say something like, here's the population is changing a lot because of after the pandemic, population is changing a lot. A lot of people are moving to this type of property, this type of climate. People are Airbnb-ing. This is what's happening. You can get some doc details like that. And then you could just share like, this is what to make of it. And so you basically sum it up for your LinkedIn follower. And then whenever you get to the final like right hook, it could be something like this. Hey, by the way, a lot of people don't know this about me, but I'm a real estate broker. I do real estate brokerage all the time. And if anyone needs any help buying or selling a property, this is how much experience I have. That could be an example of a right hook. Another right hook might be if you're raising capital, like I used to raise capital when I was buying more real estate deals. I do a lot of private equity. And you could share with people, hey, I just want to let you know that I have a deal that's coming up that you could invest alongside with me. If you're interested, just let me know in the comments below. And I'd be happy to connect with you and share with you the deal that we got working on. So like the jabs are adding value to them. And the right hook is your ask. You want to do lots of jabs and then the ask. So take that for what it's worth. If you're on Facebook social media, your jabs are going to be a little bit different. So let's still say you're a real estate person, but your jabs are going to be things about you. They're going to be your personal stuff. They're going to be questions. They're going to be things that are getting people's attention, that are adding value to them, that are funny to them, that are valuable, that are interesting. Okay. So the jabs might be you mountain biking. Hey, here's the latest mountain bike session that I did. Here's some video. A jab could be, oh, I just took my kids. And in fact, this week it was 4th of July weekend. So it's like, I just took my kids river rafting. Here's some pictures. And people are like, oh, that's awesome. It looks like you guys had so much fun. These are jabs on Facebook, for example, because Facebook's more like friendly and family. And your normal posts wouldn't be the businessy like on LinkedIn. They would be like your hobbies, your kids, the food you're eating, whatever it is. And then on Instagram, the jabs would be like they are on Instagram. So Instagram cares a lot more about the level of photography. TikTok cares about those short videos. LinkedIn cares about business stuff. Facebook cares about family-oriented stuff. So you just use jabs that apply to that, like pictures of your kids, pictures of your river rafting for the 4th of July, pictures of you on vacation during winter break, whatever it is. And then on your right hook, it would be something like this on Facebook, because it's more family-oriented, it's more friendly-oriented, it's less businessy. Instead of saying, I've got a deal, you should invest in it, maybe it says something like, oh my gosh, this is what I'm really excited to share, something that I did with my client. Okay. Now, there's a couple ways to do this. The fake humble brag is the worst way to do it. So you jump in and you say something like, oh, I'm so humbled that my client loves me the best and that they trusted me to buy or sell their home for them. Or I'm so humbled that my client hired me as a podcast coach. It's that, guys, I want to cuss. That's not effing humility. That's not humility. You're not humble. You might be honored. You might be proud. You're not humble. So stop saying you're humbled when you're not humbled. It's not even right. It's not even the right words. And it turns a lot of people off. So when we can read right through that, oh, I'm so humbled that these guys said I'm the best ever and that I was able to get them a price of $20,000 above asking. And that was so humbled today. It's like, F that. You're not humble. You're proud. You're flaunting this. You're just trying to act like you're humble. Anyway, so maybe say I'm honored. Hey, just really honored to be able to work with these guys. And I'm proud that we are able to get like a higher price than is expected. If you say it the real way, you're going to get results. Like, did you hear the difference when I switched from humbled and I said honored and proud? Now it doesn't offend you anymore. Before you were rolling your eyes, you're like, yeah, I hate that. But now you're like, I'm really honored to be able to work with these guys. They were really great to work with. And I'm proud that I was able to help them get more than $20,000 over asking. Such an honor to be able to work with them and to be able to see this. And by the way, if you are looking for somebody to help you do this, maybe I can help you get a great price for your property too. Okay. So like just being real and straight with people is going to be a lot better than the same thing. You're trying to get the same result, but you're like, oh, I'm so humbled that I got $20,000 more for my client. Woo woo. It's like, dude, we get what you're doing. We understand, like we can see right through the BS here. You're not humbled about anything. You're just trying to self-promote yourself. So just approach the elephant in the room, man. Call it out and just say, man, I'm really honored to work with these guys. I'm proud that I helped them get a higher price. And this is a great market. If you want me to try to get a higher price for you too, just reach out to me. Let's see if we can do it. And now people are like, I resonate with that. This person's real. This person is authentic. This person, I feel comfortable. I know that they are who they say they are. Their intentions are what they say that they are. They're not trying to fake it. They're not trying to pretend. I'm not going to have the wool pulled over my eyes. So that's just one thing about social media. Like when we're talking about how to do it, jab, jab, right hook. What's the right hook? The jabs are play to the platform, whatever the platform is, like if it's going to be more friendly, if it's going to be more family, if it's going to be more video, it's going to be more like businessy, play that way. And then the hook, that big right hook where you're asking for something, just do it real and raw. Just say, hey guys, I want to brag. I want to brag about something that I did that's really, really awesome and I'm proud of it. By the way, if you want me to see if I can do that for you, just let me know. That's a good right hook. That's a right hook. Like this person's confident in themselves. They've shown and demonstrated success. And they're asking me in a way that I feel comfortable with if I should work with them. That's the way to do it. All right. So other than the jab, jab, right hook and philosophy behind that, I wanted to just share a little bit more background on some of the algorithms that these social media platforms have. But I'm going to wait for two episodes to do it. I'm going to wait for two episodes to give you more on social media, but I think it's going to be even better because now that you have this foundation, I want to share with you and pour into you so that you can use ways of actually triggering all social media algorithms, ways of understanding why the algorithms are in place, so that the post, the next post that you make is going to get you traction. If you're listening, I can almost guarantee, because 95%, there's only 5%, and there's a low chance that you're part of that 5%. It's a 5% chance. It's a low chance. There's a 95% chance that you're in the 95, right? That you're doing this wrong. And so the type of results that you might be getting on some of your posts is like, you're going to get one or two likes, one or two comments. And there's some reasons with the algorithms, and I'll share that with you on the next solo episode. So the very, very next episode after today is going to be an interview episode, okay, with the podcaster. And the following one after that, you'll see that it's part two. It'll be two episode numbers higher than this episode number. And it's going to go into the social media algorithms that you need to know. I'll see you there. You're not alone if you're ready to either get your very first affordable microphone, or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to some legit podcasting studio equipment. Because on all of the forums over the last few months, I'm seeing this all the time. Even my own personal clients that work with my team, they're ready to get that next microphone. They're asking us for it. Additionally, when I'm on discovery calls with potential clients, they're always asking for this stuff. Hey, what mic do you recommend? Hey, what lighting do you recommend? What webcam should I be using? So many questions. And so what we did, my whole team has put together a PDF so that if you're one of those people who is looking to either get your very first affordable microphone, or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to more professional podcast studio equipment, whether it's soundproofing or whatever, we've got you covered by going to growyourshow.com/PDF. And you can download the PDF for free. Or right there on the webpage is everything that you would have and you don't need to download the PDF. Either way, just go to growyourshow.com/PDF, which will put you to the podcasting equipment that me and my team have personally vetted. I'll see you on the next episode.